This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
You got me singing like, amen.
Uplifting Way of Him, that is the one and only Mr. Micah Tyler. How are you today, good sir?
Man, I'm doing fantastic.
I gotta tell you, man, that's one of my favorite songs. Like, you write some great songs, you have not written a song I don't like. You and I talked years ago on a red carpet.
Yeah.
Do you remember this at the Doves?
Yeah, at the Doves.
And we're like, yeah, we should have you on. You're like, yeah, I'd like to come on and stuff like that. And it's been like 5 years and never. So I'm so glad to see where you're at now that you have gotten big enough to come on this show. Like, this is a big day for you.
It's a big day for me. It's a real big day for me. I come from Buna, Texas. So the electricity alone is a real treat for me right now.
Okay. Now, talking about this, like going back from that moment to where you're at now, you've had some really good things happen.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you get to do is like starting out, you open up for a lot of different people. And I know you're such a nice guy. Like, if I were to say, well, who is your favorite? You're going to be like, oh, they're all great. I love them all. They're like all my children.
Yeah.
So let's switch that up a little bit. Let's say everyone you've ever opened up for,
who's
played
the worst?
For. All,
who's
no, no. Because
yes.
I know you're not gonna, I know
yes.
he's not going to answer that. He's not. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally. I wasn't going to.
Yeah, he's not going to answer that. But let's say they all have a kidney disease. They all need a kidney. You have one kidney. That's it. That's all you can spare. Who gets it?
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm also an Enneagram 2, so I want to serve.
Oh,
so
like, help.
Really, I've been able to go out with Phil Wickham and Mercy Me. I've played 100 shows with Mercy Me over past 5-6 years. But probably the guys who I think minister to my heart the most, because of a very specific reason, I was out with Big Daddy Weave, and during that tour, my house was hit by a Category 4 hurricane. I'm having to fly home just before the first raindrop fell. Over 40 inches of rain fell in like 2 days. A couple of weeks later, my brother was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was on that tour as like our whole world was falling apart. At the same time of me telling everyone there's never been a moment that God's not loved and my moments are hurting, I cannot even begin to tell you. Jay Weaver is a guy who like was messaging me about my brother for years after that tour.
And Jay had his own issues going on and
100%.
Recently passed away,
yes.
And so you see the measure of a man, and so he's able to encourage you through that too.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
And every tour that I've been on, I make a little list in my head of like, man, if I ever have my own headlining tour, I want to do like how the way that Phil Wickham treats these guys, I want to do this thing, how Mercy Me does this, I want to do that. But the Big Daddy Weave guys, probably for me during the most vulnerable times of my career, and those guys just cared about my heart and cared about my family and did everything they could. So that was a big deal for me.
I'd be interested to know how that speech goes when you tell Phil Wickham, listen, I know you need a kidney, but these guys.
Yeah. He's so handsome. He'll find a kidney.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to give him a kidney. I'm not worried about him.
That's very true. All right. We got more with Micah Tyler here on The Wally Show. Going to do a little confirm or deny and some music as well. And also, don't forget, if you ever miss any of our interviews, we post everything afterwards, and you can just text the word Tyler, because that's his last name, T-Y-L-E-R, Tyler, to 91979. We'll send you a link.
There's never been a moment I was not held beside your arms.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and it is none other than Micah Tyler.
Yo.
And I love that song. I I love what you do, and I am so happy that you're actually here. It's
so
been
grateful.
a lot of years in the making, man.
Yeah.
And so here's what I want to do, because I don't know how much people know about you.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do confirm or deny. I'm going to ask you things that I've heard about, maybe rumors I've started. It's not important.
That's great. Yeah, sure.
And then you just confirm or deny. But Betty, I want you to guess whether you think it's true or not for him, okay?
Okay.
So
all
here
right.
we go. Confirm or deny, number one. You had a job as a sausage delivery truck driver. Confirm or deny. Betty, do you think that's true or
confirm.
False?
Confirm.
Confirm. Does he look like he drives a sausage truck? Oh, be careful how you answer that.
Oh, I can't win in this one. I can't win in this one.
It's okay. Beasley Sausage is a very reputable business. So
yes.
It's okay.
Yes!
It's true. Yeah. That's nice. How I made ends meet when I first started doing music. I would go and drive a truck 2-3 days a week and drive all over Southeast Texas like some sort of a tooth fairy.
Just delivering sausage.
While everyone's sleeping, I would just leave sausage in bins and stuff like that. So.
That's so great. All right, confirm or deny, you lost your right toenail in the luggage door of your tour bus.
Oh.
Confirm or deny.
Whoa. He didn't walk in with a limp, so I'm going to say deny.
That is actually denied. Yeah, that is not, true. That is not true.
All right, I've heard that that was true, so I'm going to need you to remove your shoe and Gavin okay.
Ew,
and scratch
no,
your
no,
foot.
No.
I'm going to make Gavin do it. It's okay.
Still, I have to smell everything.
That's true. That is true.
All right, confirm or deny, you have 65 million views on one of your videos.
Whoa. I would believe that. I would say confirm.
So that's sort of a confirm and deny. So at the time it was 65. It's over like 120 million.
No,
right
it is
now.
Not.
We made a millennial video.
Yeah.
It was for a church I partnered with to make this video about all these stereotypes inside of the church. And one of them was millennials are more than coffee shops and yoga pants and essential oils. And I was right. like, great. So I just made this video, did a little acapella thing.
It's really good.
I thought it was funny, but it didn't have no, I thought it was going to be inside that room of pastors of 700 people and that's it. And they uploaded it. And I remember I was rehearsing the night before and after it had been up for like 20 minutes, my wife texted me and just goes, oh my gosh, it has 18,000 views. And I said, what has 18,000 views? And I looked and it was this video. And I've never had anything that just went crazy. So by the next day it had 2 million. They've been taken down, but like there's been 3 or 4 different pages that have put it up and they've gotten 30 and 40 million views. And then Facebook takes it down because it's not theirs. And I was very, very afraid that I was going to become the Weird Al of Christian music.
Yes.
Like that was my fear.
You know what? I wouldn't have been mad at that because you're really good at that stuff too.
Yeah.
Do you know that on YouTube, per million views,
yeah,
you can get like $2,000 per million views.
Okay.
You would have been up to, if it was all on YouTube,
yeah,
you would have been up to $130,000 back then.
Right. Well, the thing is, because it's parody, we never put any kind of copyright on it because it's a Beatles song. So I've never made a dime off of that song.
Oh, that is so bad.
No.
Never.
That is so bad.
So that's why when you click on it, there's no commercials before it or whatever because, well, actually, there's commercials on it now because YouTube has to pay back licenses and things. So all that jargon to say, I have never made a dime off of directly from the
Mariah
video.
That's the worst. We're going to have Beatles. To start a GoFundMe for him now.
It's a very millennial thing to do.
Exactly.
I am a millennial, so it makes sense. That's great.
All right, we got more with Micah Tyler, including a little bit of an amen game. We're going to do that. And then also, we're going to get to some music because I have a parody song I want you to do because you're so good at it.
Pitch
and
it.
I want to see you
Let's do
this.
Do it.
So, all right, we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. And don't forget, if you miss any of our conversation and you want to catch up, just text the word Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
You got me singing like
Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we got none other than Micah Tyler in studio with us live. This is a lot of fun, man. I'm enjoying you being here. And so, Amen is truly one of my favorite songs. It's ear candy, and it's just stuck in my head all the time.
Love it, dude.
Yeah, and so I find myself singing that. So I want to play a little game with you, okay?
Yeah.
And this is called the Amen or A Women game, all right?
Wonderful.
I'm going to give you a thing, and you just tell me if that was done by Amen or A Woman. I know it's plural, but...
That's
know.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Little license here. Okay.
Totally, yeah.
Discovered the cure for polio. Was that done by Amen or A Woman?
That's Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Jonas Salk, right?
Nice!
Whoa.
He is not just a pretty voice.
That's my one fact I know. I'm really into polio vaccines.
Okay.
Really?
Not really.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, that's weird.
The really weird thing, I was very into that one thing. A lot of documentaries.
Okay.
And Betty thought we were talking about Marco Polio.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Marco!
Polio! All right. In 1959, the creator of the Barbie doll, was that a man or a woman?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to say amen
okay.
on that one.
Because she is have a very stereotypical look that
That's
no
what I'm
woman
thinking.
Could really live up to.
That's
that.
Right.
That's been the critique.
Right. I will say amen on that
yeah.
one.
I'm offended by it personally, but...
is that correct?
A woman.
Whoa.
Yes. Wow. Ruth Handler and her husband Ruth. Actually created Mattel, the company, but she did the Barbie doll.
She's the worst.
I bet her husband pitched a few ideas in there.
Yes. He made some modifications while she was asleep. Okay, here we go. A man or a woman with Micah Tyler. Kevlar for Bulletproof Vest. A man or a woman?
Okay, so that's a defensive thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say a woman.
And it's also a vest, so some sewing involved. So stereotypical.
That's true.
Don't look at me like that, Rock. I mean, it was a woman.
Oh,
I got it
okay,
right.
All
so
right, all
it.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So
I'll
I
let
mean,
it go.
All right, who invented the stiletto heel? A man or
oh
a woman?
Oh my gosh! I'm going to say the person who never had to walk in it. Amen.
You're
yes.
on point.
Boom.
Absolutely
okay.
on point. Roger, I can't say his last name, but he worked for Dior at the time.
Okay.
And yeah, no woman's going to do
yeah,
that to themselves.
He should have walked in them himself.
Yeah,
and he's
walk
them.
A mile in those heels. That's right.
And finally, the car windshield wiper invented by a man or a woman?
Oh man, I'm gonna say a woman just because like I'm the dummy who I'm just like glaring through the window as I'm driving the wife's car just goes turn the wipers on. I forget sometimes, so I'm gonna say that feels like a passenger seat.
Okay.
Someone having a better idea of the situation.
I don't forget. It's a challenge to me. I want to see how long I can go before I have to
that
turn
too,
them
like,
on.
No, I can see through the beads. I'm
yeah,
fine.
I'm
yeah.
Oh my
and she's like, turn
word.
On your windshield. I'm like, I'm fine.
It's fine. It's just missed.
Yeah. She's like, you're putting us all at risk. I'm like, well, it'll be quiet then.
Yeah.
If I hit something. And so it was a woman.
Boom.
Mary Anderson from 1903.
Come on. Here we go.
You just crushed that, and you got 4 out of 5 right, which means we're going to play a new song from you. You call it whatever song you want.
You know what? My new song right now is a song called Walking Free. I really like that song a lot. I think it's a super fun song to play, so can we do that one?
Absolutely.
Let's
dude.
Do it.
You're calling the shots. Walking Free by Micah Tyler here on Way FM.
The verdict was guilty. Case closed, the end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been...
There's never been a moment I was not held beside your arms. And there's never been a day when...
This is The Wally Show here on Uplifting Way FM with Micah Tyler.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm dancing a little bit here because I like to have artists come in and write new versions of songs. And your song, There's Never Been a Moment, that we were just listening to, like, it's always just resonated in my head. There's never been a donut. And this has nothing to do with you. Like,
no.
Please don't take this personal.
But good songs also, you're able to kind of put your feet into those shoes as well. And so I feel this. I've always thought to myself, this Never Been a Moment song is flawed. It needs something different.
Thank
and so
you.
I'm glad
you
that somebody finally figured out a way to make it what it's supposed to
yes.
be.
Yes. Oh, good, good. So we're putting paint on the Mona Lisa here.
This
but
is great.
I love junk food and snacks. And I wanted a song that would kind of embody how I feel in the struggle against not just being a number. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just a number.
Wally, you're more than that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My word.
You are beautiful. You are kind.
Thank you.
Where am I?
And you wrote a real song.
This song actually might usher in healing for a lot of people today.
I don't know about that.
It could be the best song that Micah has ever played. So
that you know what? There's the bar. Okay. We were trying this out.
So here we go. There's never been a donut.
See, I've been much thinner. I've gained some weight. All of these carbs piled on my plate. I just want to shed one measly pound. Oh, but there's never been a donut I could not fit into my mouth. There's never been a cupcake that I could easily burn down. I've tried yoga and Pilates, still can't see my shoes. I'm aware that I'm growing, but there's never been a donut that I could not say no to. Got no will for glazed or filled.
I love it. There you go. You even made it better.
You know, it's just co-writing.
There you go. Word for a third. That's how we do this. Nicely done. That's Micah Tyler.
Hey.
He's never been a donut. And don't forget, if you want to see any of our interview, if you missed any of it, text the word Tyler to 91979 and we will send you a link. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Due to the 2020 lockdown to stop the spread of COVID, many businesses like gyms closed their doors. And that was good news for Peloton, the company who sells exercise equipment and offers online exercise classes at home.
Expensive exercise equipment.
That is true. But they saw a major spike in sales.
Sure.
Because of this sudden demand increase, the company hired a bunch more employees so they could keep up with their new customers. But now that gyms are reopening their doors, Peloton isn't getting as much need from the public.
Right.
And they can't afford those extra workers that they took on anymore.
Uh-oh.
So they recently decided to let go of 2,000 employees.
That's a lot of people.
They'll have more time on their Pelotons, which is good.
Oh.
So that's an upside. I'm finding a silver lining for them.
Well, they weren't shoved out the door empty-handed. They were given a severance package.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
But that package is being criticized all over the internet, because we found out part of the package includes a free 1-year subscription to Peloton.
Because if I just got fired from Peloton, the last thing I'm going to want to do is ride my Peloton,
right.
I think.
Or have a Peloton employee that's still hired there tell me to do better. No.
Because those things are like really expensive. And if you just lost your job, odds are you're going to sell your Peloton.
Right.
You know, so
right.
that you can make some extra money.
And they said that this free year membership was worth $500. I'd rather have the $500.
Sure. Yeah. I get the optics of this stuff are bad. Like, if that was all they gave them, then you'd be like, you're a horrible company.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, if they gave them severance packets and, hey, we want you to still be healthy, here's your thing.
We want you to be healthy.
Yeah. My wife is holding out hope. Her brother bought his wife, well, actually his family, they were all going to do it, a Peloton.
Oh.
And they have not ridden it, because my buddy, on Peloton, you can see other people riding their bikes and you can follow along and stuff. My buddy, she asked my buddy who has one to keep track of them to see when the last time they used it, and it was a year ago. And so she's hawking him to give her the Peloton because she wants
it. Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so she's trying to angle for that.
Now, will she use it?
Absolutely not. She'll hang clothes on it. She'll use it for a week. So it's just going to be in my house now, not being used. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Got a bit of a quandary here from Melissa, and maybe you can help out. She has friends from college, and now they live in different areas, and so she sent them Christmas cards. You know, be a good friend. You know, hey, how you guys doing? Now Valentine's Day is coming around, and she wants to send a Valentine's Day card to one of these friends who has a girlfriend. Your initial reaction, Betty Rock, tells me a lot. Now, she sent both of these people a Christmas card. The couple.
Okay.
Each one, you know. But she's wondering, is it weird to send a Valentine's Day card to each of them?
Hmm. Oh, to each of them. To the
guy.
The couple.
Yeah.
It's not like a singular
just
card for the couple. It's one for the guy,
exactly,
one for the girl.
Exactly. Betty's back to oh. That's how I wanted to get your opinion on this, Rock, because I think I'm curious where you land and where other people will land on this one.
I think that's
because you're friends,
right? I think that's okay. I think that's
you're wrong.
Now, the difference would be if she was only sending one to the guy and not sending it to the girl. Then I'd be like,
Right, absolutely. But I still think it's not a good idea.
Why?
I just do. Because people read into things, they read them wrong. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to send a couple card, you know, hey, you guys are the cutest couple I know. Like, build them up and be like, just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But if you send one like, hey, I love our friendship with you, and then you send the same thing to the dude.
If it's just like a oh, happy Valentine's Day, have a great day, versus, maybe something heartfelt.
Yeah.
The heartfelt thing, to me, feels awkward.
Because Valentine's Day feels like it should just be, like, for a relationship. Like, I would never send a friend a Valentine's. Like, I would never send...
I would.
Molly, like, well, you're a girl, though. You would send a guy friend a Valentine's?
Would you send Wally a Valentine's card?
No.
Because you have to actually care about the person.
Oh. Ow, that hurt. I don't know. Let's get your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. You've heard the situation. Is it one of those things where you're like, yeah, absolutely, it's not a big deal at all. Why do we get wigged out about this stuff? Or just out of respect, you don't do it.
And also, too, you know, you've always said, why can't two guys just be friends and hang out?
Yeah.
Well, because other girls, you know, give them a hard time or whatever. Why can't the same be said for a guy and a girl? Why can't it just be platonic? Yeah. Why can't you just send a Valentine card to him?
I think because it's Valentine's. I think if it was a hey, how you doing card, it's a smidge different, but Valentine's has a different connotation. Ooh. But you know what? What do I know? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's why you're here listening and why you can help out. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are your thoughts on this? We'll take them now. What do you think about that? Is good idea, bad idea? She's looking for thoughts.
Well, we've been in a situation where we have found the coolest, most interesting Star Wars card. And we know that the husband is a Star Wars fan and the wife doesn't care for it too much. So I have been in a situation where it's like, I have to pick up this card for him. Mm. It's, you know, it's perfect for him. But I know that that's not her thing. So I would probably get her something a little bit different. But, you know, it's a funny card. I have to get it for him.
Well, does the card that you would send to the Star Wars fan of yours, would it say that it's from you and your husband?
Of course.
Yeah, and she's a single girl, so she doesn't have that option of doing it from the husband and wife pair.
Yeah.
So that makes it, that adds another layer of complexity to this.
I just feel like we're reading into it too much. We're overthinking it. If you want to just show love to people you appreciate, why not just do it?
On the day after Valentine's Day. Just don't. My point is just don't do it on Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
Because that's the time of love. It's not the friendship day. You know, friendship day, knock it out.
Well, we call it Friendship Day at school for the students.
You bring up students. Valentine's Day at school middle school or high school is the absolute worst. We used to do a thing where you could give carnations. You'd buy a carnation for someone you love. And then you'd see, like, this one dude always have, like, 47 carnations. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, Rick, it's great. Oh, I got another one. I'm having trouble carrying all these. And I've got none.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Or yours were the friendship ones.
I would have even liked to got that. Like I didn't even rate in the friend zone, man.
You should have bought your own.
Trust me, I thought about it. So what do you think about that?
I think it's absolutely fine. I don't know why it has to be judged. Mm-hmm. Why is it such a judgmental topic to send somebody something like that? It's a Valentine's card.
I think you just listed the problem. Because it's a Valentine's Day card, there's a different expectation of this holiday, you know?
I think my expectation of Valentine's Day is it's just a day to show love to the people you appreciate. Whereas I think, Wally, you're thinking of it as a day that's only celebrated by couples.
Yeah, because I think it's typically how the vast majority of people look at it, or Hallmark looks at it. I mean, that's why they created Galentine's Day, was for your friends, you know?
They make Valentine's Day cards even for teachers. Does that mean that you're in love with your teacher if you give them one?
Good point. Good point, Tina.
Third grade teacher, Miss Diamond, I was in love with her. My Valentine's Day card for her came from the heart. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we want you to have a good life. And so from time to time, we will find things and information that we're like, you know what? I want to pass this on to you because I think it will make your life a little bit better. And so Betty Rock has a scoop for you. What is it?
Boy, do I ever. And all it involves is just soap.
Okay.
So a bar of soap.
Okay. Now, not many people use bars of soap anymore, I don't think. Shower gel is pervasive.
I do.
Use a bar of soap?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
What are you guys, Neanderthals? Have you not heard of shower gel?
That's all chemically and
yeah, and
gross.
I need something to wash my face.
Bar of soap? That is fascinating to me.
Well, that wasn't the scoop.
Oh, I look at you differently now.
Well, if you have just an old bar of soap just laying around and you've got a drawer, a wooden drawer that is just getting stuck and you can't get it to move, rub a little bit of a bar of soap on there and it will lubricate it along the bottom and the sides of the tracks.
Yep.
Okay?
And it doesn't stain it and it doesn't and it doesn't drip all over it. Like, don't do that with shower gel.
This is the
one place that soap is better than shower gel.
Also, if you've got a pet that will not stop chewing on the leg of furniture, well, they're like humans. They don't like the taste of soap. So rub soap.
Really?
A bar of soap on those legs and they'll stop chewing it. And you can't see the soap.
That's a good idea.
Yep. And also.
Wow, you're just like soap crazy here.
I know. So if you've got a.
Are you on like a forum of soap people or
maybe.
Something?
Maybe. Soaps are us. If you've got a squeaky floorboard, all you've got to do is take that soap. Rub it into the cracks, and it will stop the squeaking.
Yeah, because it is like a lubricant. Like, I have a scoop, too. I have a soap scoop. I didn't even know.
How
you pulled
you
it out of me.
How do you know anything about bars of soap? Because you don't even use it.
I don't use them for my body, per se, but I use them in woodworking. And so you're talking about all the woodworking.
A bar of soap for woodworking.
If you are going to put a screw into something and you're afraid of it like getting stuck, squeaking, or going in hard, like if it's a really hardwood, you soap the screw. You just scratch the bar of soap on it, and then you drive it in there, and it helps it go in and also helps it not split. So there you go.
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
Always trying to one-up me.
A lot of soap knowledge here today, and hopefully you're like, oh, man, I could do some stuff around the house. I just don't have a bar of soap. Just get one. Have one at the ready. Have one bar of soap in your house for these kind of things, and you will thank Betty for that. Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
Finally, some good news out of the Olympics for the good old USA. We have secured our first Olympic gold.
Woo!
Yes. And once again, it is the ladies leading the way.
Nice.
Woo! Almost boardy ladies. Almost boardy ladies.
Nope.
Yep. It is Lindsay Jacobellis, who is competing in her fifth winter games. She won the gold in snowboard cross.
Yeah, she
did. It's like motocross, but on snowboards. It's a really fun sport to watch.
They just race down a track. Like, it's intense.
Yeah, at breakneck speed, and you're really close pushing each other and stuff. And she owned it, man. That's so good. Sean White, the flying tomato, he is advancing into the finals as well as Chloe Kim of the women's and men's half pipe. So that's good. We have a shot. This is going to be his last Olympics and actually his final competition. He's not going to compete anymore.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. And I don't think he's super old. Like,
no,
he's,
he still looks
he's,
good.
He's 35, but he started, and so do like a lot of snowboarders, skateboarders. They start when they're
10,
15 in like these big events. So.
Yeah, so there you go. We're still holding out hopes for figure skater Nathan Chin. He's my boy. It's my dog.
What makes him your boy?
Why has he been your favorite?
He's so great. Like, he makes the sport look like I could do it. He makes it look effortless.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I know. he makes those outfits look good. Like his outfits aren't the crazy. He like has like it looks like a jacket, like a black like dress jacket, and not like crazy. unbuttoned to your navel in sequins, you know? Like, I just like his presentation, and he scored the highest score in Olympic history, and so he is set up. If he just doesn't fall flat on his face in this next round, gold is his.
Would you cry if he got gold?
Yes! Oh, well, no, I would cry if he lost. Tears of joy if he wins.
Right.
Tears of just abject dismay if he falls and loses, because theoretically that's what it would take. There's no one even close to him. Like, he should be able to literally go out there and skate. He could even hold on to the wall like ice skate and still probably win.
I feel like you're better at praising him than probably his own mom.
Maybe so. I want to be there for you, Nathan. I'm in your corner.
Nate. And
so, Nate, man, Nate dog, you know, so there you go. That's your Olympic update. Oh yeah. Well, by the way, Norway, Germany, and Sweden are the top three. We're not even on the top five yet. So we're still struggling.
We got time.
Yeah, Canada's ahead of us. That's so great. Still upset about that.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
So when my wife and I moved out here just a few years ago, one of the first things that we really sought after was finding a local church to be a part of. And luckily, I went to your church, liked it, and I ended up finding one closer to a branch of ours, closer to my church.
Betty Rock used to go there too, then backslid. And
I did not backslide. If you call going to a different church backsliding.
I will tell you this. Betty Rock is going to she's the opposite of backsliding. She's front sliding because her service now lasts like 2 hours, so she's the better believer.
And
here
you stay awake during that.
Oh my gosh!
But you know, fast forward a few years, like I do a lot of like youth leading in the church. Haley,
good for you.
Actually, works for the church, which I am very appreciative of. And speaking of local church, Torin Wells posted this video on his Instagram about the impact of local church on his life.
Jesus saved my soul, but the church saved my life. While I was getting trouble in school, I had a youth pastor at church who actually saw potential where other people saw dysfunction. He worked in my high school. I would go to his classroom. He would teach me leadership principles and life principles. Those moments have carried me throughout my entire life.
And I love that he remembers that and respects it. And Gavin, like, in all seriousness, like, you're doing that for kids now. Now, can you sing like Torin Wells?
Make way through the water.
No, you cannot.
Make way through the fire.
Yeah, apparently not. But, you know, you have other skills that you can pass on to these kids. But, no, you have the ability because our words have power.
Sure.
You know, the guy that taught him wasn't a singer, you know, and so your words have power. So you have the ability to pour into the lives of these kids. And I respect that. That is really cool, man.
I would love to, you know, 10 years from now for them to look back and say, like, oh, Gavin actually was, like, very impactful on me. And even if that's not the case, like, I still love the chance that I get to make that a possibility.
And it makes you feel young. You know, all the kid verbiage. And
no
stuff.
Cap.
You're like, yeah, I'm so lit. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
We go together. Bizarre,
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And you don't have to look too hard to find the differences between you and your spouse. Like, for example, I'm noticing them more and more over little things. Like, my wife and I are very different when we create something. Like, if I'm building a piece of furniture in the garage, when I'm finished with it, I come out, I'm like, hey, would you come look at this? So happy with this. I just want you to see it. And I want her to say it looks great, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she was doing new curtains in our house. And so I had come in and I said, oh, hey, you finished the new curtains. Why didn't you tell me? Like, they look great because she had to sew them and everything. And she's like, I just wanted you to notice. Like, no, that's not fair. No, tell me.
Why is that not fair?
Because if I don't notice, then I'm a bad person, you know? And, like, I don't notice her. I don't appreciate her.
She likes to keep you on your toes.
Absolutely. another way that we're different is, okay, so if I... Okay, curtain example, still on the table here. Mm-hmm. I raved about how good they looked. I'm like, man, you did such a good job. Because she custom cut everything and seamed them. And I'm like, man, you did such a good job. Great job, man. I love them. And she goes, I know, the one on the right is too short. I went, I know, right? But I didn't say it first. I didn't bring it up. I let her bring it up. If I do something, if I make something, like, she'll be like, oh my gosh, honey, it is so beautiful.
I think it's a little out of square, right? Isn't it?
Oh, so she points out the wrong things.
She points out the flaws, whereas I celebrated her and didn't even mention a flaw, you know? And
maybe
so,
you should mention this to her, that it hurts your feelings.
I did, actually. I'm like, hey, not for nothing, but we're very different. And remember when I cleaned out the garage and your first comment after I'd spent a week doing it was... I don't think my car is going to fit. Like, you're not even here. You just saw a picture and you have assessed the situation.
Ooh. She hurt your feelings.
She did. She hurt my feeling. So. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. We love having you be part of the show. That's how you can always be on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. How is a way that you've noticed that you and your spouse are different? Because I know my wife and I are not the only ones that are vastly different.
But sometimes that can work in your favor. So if one is more extroverted than the other, that's a good thing. One
she
is more health
me.
Conscious than the other. That may be an unhealthy thing.
Yeah, yeah. She's a good balance for me, though.
Right.
Like spiritually and mentally, you know, so it does work. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So, Robin, how are you and your husband different?
Sure. Well, we celebrate birthdays differently. The first few years we were married, it would get to his birthday, and I would be like, here, I got you this, and here's this gift, and what do you think about this gift? Isn't this great? And he would get done opening his presents, and he would be like, oh, this is great. What are we going to do?
Oh, so he's not a presents person then.
Yeah. So then we would get to my birthday and he'd be like, okay, we're going to go to a picnic and I have these tickets and then we're going to go to dinner and a special dessert. And we'd get to the end and I'd be like, what are my presents?
Exactly. Yeah. You have different love languages. That's why that Dr. Gary Chapman, I think it is, the love languages guy. Like, I think love languages are a real simple way to know what you like and what your partner likes and can really strengthen your relationship.
For sure. I agree 100%.
I got the best birthday gift this year from my wife, even though it was her birthday. I was telling her I had all her presents wrapped and everything, and I said, oh, I got to go get a card still. And she goes, what? We don't do birthday cards. I'm like, you know what? You're right. We don't. We always have. Somehow she's forgot. She's lost her mind. And so I'm like, because I used to stress because I had to write in the card all this heartfelt stuff and then do it again a week later for Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh.
So she forgot. It was the best gift ever. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to argue with her. Are you kidding me? And so I got out of a birthday card this year.
Way to go.
Nice.
All right. If you got a funny story about how you and your spouse are different, we got time for one or two more. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's 855-33-WAY-FM.
And we're having this conversation on our Facebook page. You can follow along and see what other people are commenting about on Facebook.com/Wally Show. Deb said that her husband is outdoorsy and she is decidedly not.
Yeah.
But she said he takes the kids camping and fishing and I get a day to myself.
That's nice for her. Like the thing is understanding it. Like my wife doesn't like to do adventurous stuff like I do. So when we go on vacation, our friends, Molly and Greg and me, will go do something like adventurous. For us, it's fun. For her, it's terrifying, and she wants nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's content to not play the guilt trip. She's content to just hang out and then hook up with us later, you know? And so that knowing that about yourself and understanding each of us, understanding how the other works, it makes life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. Amanda even said, she said, I like the edge pieces of the brownies, and he likes the middle pieces.
Yes! That's me too. Marty wants the corners and I want the middle, the gooey stuff that didn't fully cook.
Like, I'm
all about
it. The stuff that can give you salmonella. Yeah, that's what I want.
I'm all about that. And she doesn't want something to do with it. So sometimes opposites can actually be a good thing if you handle them properly inside of your relationship for sure. So again, if you ever want to chime in on stuff that we got going on, our Facebook is a great place to do it.
Facebook.com/Wally Show.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's that time of year again where we do a little rock what you got. It's a chance for you to send a kid to Camp Electric. It's a creative arts camp taught by a bunch of the Christian artists that you know and love and listen to their music. They're pouring into the lives of your kids who are into music or even video. They have a video track. My nephew went to that last year. My daughter went for vocals and learned from Torrin Wells like for years and stuff and ended up being like this great singer, and like he had a part in her life. And so we'd love to get you involved with this because Camp Electric is a great thing for kids. And we have a contest going where you nominate a kid that you think needs to be at Camp Electric or would benefit from it. And it's very simple.
Yeah, just text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979 and you'll get a text, and it's as simple as that. Rock to 91979.
All right, so some of the things that you may be wondering, well, what do I say? Just tell the story.
Yeah, Deborah, she nominated her nephew Dakota. She says that Dakota is a young man who's been through so much in his 18 years, more than most adults can handle. He recently lost his best friend to suicide.
Oh, no.
This kid has dreams and goals to change the world with his music. He truly needs this. It would change his life. He puts everything into his music.
And see, that's like his aunt doing this. So It doesn't have to be your kid. It can be a kid you know at church. So we just want to know about these kids and give them a place to go, because it is fantastic. The spiritual side of this, as well as the musical side of this, is so, so important. And so the deadline for entry is the 20th, and you can get yours in today. Just text the word ROCK to 91979 to nominate a kid today. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Love is a many splendid things, or love is a feeling that many of us, if not all of us, have had at some point in life. We felt it. It's something.
Cupcakes.
Oh.
I love cupcakes.
I didn't see it going that way, but I should have. It's something that we all have in common, so it's no wonder so many songs are written on the topic. But where do you start when you're trying to find that perfect love song?
We were talking about this the other day, like, do younger couples have a song anymore? Like, my wife's and I is from the 80s metal band Firehouse. Love of a Lifetime, and it's glorious.
No, it's as bad as it sounds. Well, you're in luck. I found an article where multiple people were asked which song they thought was the ultimate love song.
Okay.
So I have a list of the top three. Coming in at number three is Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love.
This is a good one. If there's things higher than this, I don't know what they are. I can see Betty Rock. I honestly, because you're such a huge Elvis fan and you're such an old soul, if you don't do a dance to this song at your wedding, I will leave. I will just walk out.
That may be what I want.
Yeah, I could see you just dressed in a beautiful dress dancing with your new husband. I see the moment right
now.
My
first love singing to my forever love.
Yeah, yes. I could see that.
Number two was the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody.
That's a good one too.
Old school.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Makes me want to take a nap.
And then at number one, you're thinking, what in the world? What could it be? It is the one and only Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love
Yes.
You.
Yes. Such a good little riff.
So good. And to think that was written by Dolly Parton the same day she wrote Jolene. So she wrote two amazing songs on the same day.
Wow, that's crazy. One about love and one about fear and love. Like,
yes.
Nice. Two very different opposite ends of the spectrum. Well, very bipolar that day for her, I'm
true.
Sure. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these, and enough head start for you for Valentine's Day and finding the perfect song to celebrate your love with. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is your chance to win a little bit of a prize here from the American Underdog movie. It's the actual movie. You can win that movie. You can own it, have it, a digital download of it today if you so desire, and you have to do a little football work here.
That's right, but also when you call in, yes, you'll actually be talking with someone who starred in the film. Now, when I say star, I'm using that term very loosely. Very loosely, okay?
Well, this is an Irwin Brothers film, and they did I Can Only Imagine, you know, too, which was a huge hit, and this one does, like Betty's saying, have a couple of the same stars in this movie. They have Dennis Quaid, who was and I Can Only Imagine, mm-hmm, and he is the coach in the Kurt Warner story, American Underdog.
You could definitely say he stars in it.
Yeah,
strongly.
And so two stars from that movie have transferred over to this one. I was in American Underdog, and thank you for bringing that up. It's not important.
I figured we'd get around to it at some point.
Yeah, she's like just taking the bullet ahead of time. I did a voiceover part. Look, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that or focusing on that.
Then let's move on.
Yeah. It's about an hour and 20 into the film.
You're going to want to fast forward.
I need to look and see where that is just for my own sake. Because if your ears blink, you'll miss it. Because it's not even my face. It's just a voiceover.
They didn't even want to use your voice.
Yeah. Well, because after I was in the first movie, the people were saying, dude, we forgot about all the other actors and about, like, the story because, like, you captivated us. And so John Irwin was like, we can't have this. And Andy was like, we cannot have this again.
Aren't we playing a game?
Stop, Gavin.
I'm sure that's the excuse they told you, Wally, yes, but I'm going to tell you they were lying.
Okay. All right. Well, be that as it may, I've got some football questions for you in honor of the big game here coming up. And so, again, you can win a copy of American Underdog. All you got to do is answer a couple football questions, and you can win a digital download of American Underdog right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Destiny, it belongs to the underdogs.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Abigail, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, are you all ready for the Super Bowl?
Pretty excited.
Good. Okay, now we have some questions. These are going to be football-related questions, and you can win the American Underdog, the movie there, starring one Mr. Zachary Levi, Dennis Quaid, Wally, and some other people. and so you can win this movie to have for your very own.
Awesome.
Abigail, would you say you're more excited about the big game or talking with someone who kind of starred in the film?
Man, I mean, talking to a movie star is a pretty exciting thing.
Yeah, I just wish Dennis Quaid was here for you, you know? All right, Abigail, here we go. Three questions. Get two out of three right, and you can win. So question number one, Zachary Levi plays NFL Kurt Warner in its true story of Kurt Warner's life. What comic book superhero did Zachary play? Was it The Flash, Shazam, or Green Lantern?
He played Shazam.
You didn't even hesitate. Nicely done. Okay.
I love Shazam.
Here we go. Question number two. There's a lot of talk about this year's halftime show for the Super Bowl with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige, as well as Kendrick Lamar. But is it going to be as hot as Michael Jackson's 1993 performance, which A, set his hair on fire, B, featured a moonwalking astronaut Buzz Aldrin, or C, got higher ratings than the game itself? What do you think the answer is there?
I'm going to go with C.
Got higher ratings than the game itself?
That's what I'm going with.
Abigail, welcome to the team. You just crushed that. You are a big winner today. Congratulations. You didn't even need the third question.
Awesome.
Which means you are picking up a digital download of the movie American Underdog, which you can watch the Super Bowl and then have a little bit of extra football the next night in your life when football's over for a while by watching American Underdog and enjoying that.
Well, thanks so much.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We know that the regular news can be kind of a bummer. That's why we take a minute every day and do a little good news giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. Good news giddy up, Gavin, go.
A guy in California named Randy Waits was watching a weather report when he saw a random guy named Eddie Waits being interviewed. Their names were spelled the same, so he wondered if they might be related. His daughter looked this guy up. They realized that the two of them are half-brothers. They have the same dad, but never knew about each other. And Eddie had never seen a picture of their dad until now. And he and Randy just got to meet up in person for the first time this last Saturday and give each other a big hug.
That's kind of cool. That's interesting, too. Like, when you see somebody that you look like, and then you're like, well, you look like him. Maybe we're related. Yeah. There's some poor soul that lives down near where I live. I have people go, hey, were you over at this restaurant the other night? And like, no. Man, there was a guy that looks just like you down here.
Bless his
heart. I know, right? I always say, I feel so bad for him. All right, good news, giddy up. There was a 52-year-old guy in England that used to spend a lot of time hunting and stuff with his metal detector, but he gave it up when he started a family. But recently, he got back into it, and he used a new metal detector that he bought for 15 minutes and found a 13th century gold coin. It just sold at auction for $875,000.
No.
Yes.
Holy cow. Cow.
My buddy has a metal detector. We got him one for his birthday, and I want to use it so bad, but I don't want to be that creepy person at the beach, you know, like meep, just looking meep, after people's meep. Jewelry.
Yeah.
But boy, like going in the woods and finding something like that, I'd be all about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
A family in Wisconsin recently moved to a new neighborhood, and the first time they put their trash out, the bins just magically showed back up at the top of their driveway the next morning. So this kept happening. They did a little digging and found out it's actually a 75-year-old man that's a neighbor of theirs, and he does this for everyone in the neighborhood just to be nice. He takes their trash cans back to their house.
He's up at 3 a.m. anyway, walking the neighborhood, so yeah, might as well. That's awesome. I love that. Boy, that's something they don't tell you about from the realtor. You know, like, that's not something they can advertise, but that's really cool. And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.